Kicking off hour two of our Throwback Thursday today is Wes King Comicrete. He's the only contemporary Christian artist who has a street named after him in Lancaster City.
Wow.
Wes King.
Stop.
Good morning to you. Liam and Fred with you at 7:03.
And we invite you to join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's Top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. Our Top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Matt Buckwalter, is here. He's the head of school at Linville Hill Christian School. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Grab that microphone and pull it closer to you there.
Got it.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Anybody want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out my wife, Naomi, and our three youngest at home, Destiny, Isabella, and Mercy. Also, our leadership team from Linville Hill and our seniors who just graduated. They're celebrating this week. So shout out to all those folks.
So you were finished with school on Friday?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It feels great.
Yeah. And so you had a graduation. Your graduation ceremony? Was that on Friday as well?
It was Thursday evening.
Thursday, okay.
We sent out 30 seniors, amazing young people, telling a great story. And we're just so pumped for what God's doing in their lives.
That's amazing. Linville Hill. Tell everybody where you're located.
So our high school is located in Gap. Our elementary school's just up the road in Paradise, but right there on that eastern side, southeastern side of the county. So that's where we call home.
And I know that your school has been in the news a lot lately because of sports. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had a great year this year. Our girls volleyball team went to the state championship game. They finished second there. But our boys and girls basketball teams also went to the state finals, and the boys brought home the gold. And it was just so exciting to see that run and also to see the way the community in Lancaster County came around the teams and just supported them. We had people coming out to the games that really didn't know a lot about us, and they just got behind the kids in a way that was just so encouraging.
Love it. How does it feel as the head of school? You've seen these kids now. How long have you been at Linville?
So I've been there a decade now, a little over 10 years.
Yeah. So you've seen these kids grow up from elementary school to now graduate. Yeah. What's that feeling you have to see them now launch into the next phase of their life?
You know, standing there on the stage the other day as we awarded diplomas, I thought about these kids being in second, third, fourth grade, the things I would say to them when they came in the door off the bus in elementary school, and now looking at the young men and women of God that they become. Honestly, my heart just was so full of joy and just pleasure over them, just thinking about the way that they've grown and matured, and thinking about their family story too. You know, Fred, every family has a story, and what we love to do is come alongside those families and just really help mom and dad in a way that, you know, just supports what they're doing in the home. So just a lot of joy in my heart, particularly this time of year as we reflect on those recent grads.
Yeah, one of the things that you do with your high schoolers is internships. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, our tagline at school is Linville Hill, helping our students tell a better story. And really, our school's been around for a long time, 80 years this year.
Amazing.
So 1944. But for most of our years, we were just a K-8. In 2015, we started asking the question, what would it look like to have a high school? And out of that question came another question, which was, could we do a school that would have regular academic courses 4 days a week and then have a day set aside to do internships? And so what we discovered is we could do that. And so we built this program that each fall and each spring, our students are out at an internship for 13 weeks with a business or community partner, nonprofit, someone where they intern with a mentor for 13 weeks. They get a great taste of what that field is like, and they learn so much about what they want to do, what they don't want to do, what it takes to be successful. So it's just been an awesome program.
What are some of the internships? What are some of the businesses you're working with?
Literally everything. We've seen some in the medical field, places like Lancaster Cancer Center, but we've also seen videographers, photographers. Any field that a student is interested in that we can find a partner in. So it's been beautiful. We started out wondering, would potential intern partners, would they step up and inconvenience themselves by giving 5.5 hours at least on a Friday for 13 weeks and bring a teenager into their world? The answer Lancaster County has provided is yes. We've now had over 400
amazing
local businesses that have provided at least one of those 13-week internships.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of pouring into your students is just wonderful. You've been there a long time.
Yeah.
You love what you do. What is it? If you could say it in two sentences, what do you love about being part of Linville Hill?
When you see a family bring a child to school and you see in that family this desire to see that child unpack what God's put in them And then you get to watch it happen, whether it's through the elementary classroom, through them growing through those what can be kind of funky middle school years. And then you see them flourish in high school and as they're going out the door with a sense of, this is who God's made me to be. Yeah. That's what we just love.
Love that. If they want more info, they could check out online, right?
LenvilleHill.org.
Coming up, we've got more Throwback Thursday. We'll talk to Matt Moore as well. And speaking of internships, intern Hannah is here with your forecast. Stick around.